If you are a woman and you're going to another woman for dating advice, not only do you not know what you're doing, but you are exceptionally stupid. Exceptionally.
You're literally going to your competition hoping to get advice that will help you win the war.
Uncle Nick is back. In fact, he probably never left. I'm pretty sure he fell asleep on your couch after trying to teabag your mom. Sound like a dyslexic army grunt we all know and love? It should, allegedly. Visit frankservi.com and pick up some high-quality red pill literature today. A link is in the description, you bundles of sticks.
What's going on, you strong, independent women? I'm Blake, this is Pot. And welcome to another Ride and Roast with two Richards in a tiny car that gets good gas mileage. And it's a stick ship, so homo suspicion points suspended.
Good. I still like foo-foo drinks, though.
Foo-foo drinks are good. I made you one for the stream last week.
Wasn't bad.
I was like, here, let me know what you think. I can't have more than one of those.
That's exactly what I said.
So it's okay.
I drink like six of them, and I'd be using your dog's bed as a pillow sleeping on your floor.
Wake up with that dog and
I can just see you like stepping over me. Good night, Pop. Yeah. And she walk upstairs.
Wake up in the morning and find her licking the Sharpie stamp on your forehead.
Please don't let that happen. I told you about the lieutenant who had the ink pad who actually put his dick in it and stamped shit that he thought was stupid.
Yeah.
That dude was hilarious.
Disgusting.
No fucks given at all.
It's even worse when I can see the vein. Ah! But I can't decide if this is hilarious or just sad.
The more amazing you are, the harder it is to find love.
You know, or you know what's coming.
You know where this is going, right?
Cognitive disconnect.
Uh-huh. I'm so great.
And the main reason for this is because men don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I can't be the problem. They must be the problem. All men.
But the real problem is,
I used to get hot guys when I was younger. Why aren't they here for me when I'm ready to settle down, wee?
You'd think that being an all-around awesome person would make it easier to find a great guy to be with. But the opposite is often true.
Who's making the call that you're so awesome, though?
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't care. Like, if I found out you're a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, I might be a little hesitant because I really don't want to, you know, have my clothes folded while I'm wearing them against my will. Okay? Nobody likes...
No, nobody would like that.
Nobody likes that, man.
That's a visceral image you just put in my head.
Yeah. When they're like, yeah, you're not going to really like this. But I'm going to, like, fold your dress shirts for you while you're in them. I'm going to have to go a big no on that one.
But, again, I have to ask, who decides whether or not you're amazing? Is it you and all of your friends who are just as hopelessly desperate and single as you are?
Or it could be all of our lady friends giving her dating advice.
Oh, you're amazing. Yeah. I can't believe you're still single.
Because every woman who went to other women for dating advice always wound up happy.
If you're in your mid-30s and you're still single, it's you. You're the problem.
It might seem contradictory at first.
But...
these are some of the reasons why being an amazing woman often means spending a lot of time single.
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with just doing your own thing, okay?
No. But just because you're spending a lot of time single does not mean that you're not getting filled out like a job application 3 nights a week.
Triplicate.
Exactly.
All holes filled at once.
Number one, you're often seen as being out of someone's league.
Men don't care what league the woman is. All right, women, a dude will show up to buy flowers. The woman behind the counter, if she is drop dead good looking and she's single and she's willing to go on a date with him, he don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But you can see exactly the kind of psychological problems that we're going to be dealing with throughout this article. This is somebody who clearly thinks way too much of herself and has had her ego overinflated by years of getting smoked and poked, seeing more rod than a Civil War musket, and having all of her delusions when things go bad reinforced by other women who think exactly like her.
Wow. The groupthink is strong with this one.
Yes. That's why they go to the bathroom in herds.
Or gaggles.
When you're a serious catch, other people are going to know it. But instead of doing everything they can to make you fall in love with them, a lot of guys won't even make the effort to ask you out. It's not that they don't think you're amazing, they just think you're too amazing to even consider them as potential partners.
Bullshit!
When you hit about 33, the dial of invisibility turns on, and you start to get fader and fader until around 40, you become basically an outline of your former self to most men.
Biology flicks that dimmer switch, and no one has ever been able to figure out how to turn it off. And what really cracks me up is that on this exact same site, there are numerous articles about how men are delusional and think that they're entitled to women who are way above their pay grade. So if that's true, how can this also be true? And again, with the, oh, I'm a serious catch thing. Like, no. You don't get to decide that. This is the whole women are the prize angle.
If you were a serious catch, you would have been caught by now.
Men are the prize, which is why you don't hear us whining and moaning and writing articles like this in our 30s, because when we hit our 30s, we hit our stride. Whereas the other side of the equation starts to slow down.
28 to 50, men hit the warp drive.
Yep. When you have innate value that you spend all through your 20s, when you hit 30, you have no bargaining chips left.
That's right.
Men spend their 20s amassing their value, and that puts us in a very good position at the table.
Yep. And if you can create your own value, that lasts the rest of your life.
Okay? Innate value can be spent. In fact, it can be, let's just call it what it is,
squandered.
Which is what the vast majority of that innate value is doing.
Absolutely correct.
All over the Western world.
Woo! Bummer!
Don't care.
Do you really feel bad, though?
No.
Number two, you're a lot to handle in a good way.
No. That's code speak for you're a bitch, you're opinionated, and you want to be a dude in the relationship.
Yep.
Men don't want another dude in a relationship.
They date dudes who can handle it, meaning get out of their way and let them lead. They don't respect those men, and then they cheat on them with guys who won't put up with their shit. But those guys are too smart to write a check against a woman like this.
Men will meet these women in bars. Within 15 minutes of talking with them, they realize what the deal is. They'll know if they want to treat it as a bullseye, or, you know, maybe meet up with them a few times to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they don't.
Yeah, it's in those 15 minutes we decide whether or not you get our real name.
Kringlebert Fisty Buns, how's it going? Zinglebert Bimbledeck, how you doing? I'm from Turkey. Scott McTavish, yeah, I'm from Ireland. Bendy Dick Cummin Snatch. Slut Bun Wana, I'm from Iraq. I'm Chief King Dong from Slapaho Nation, nice to meet ya. What? Of course I have a casino. You want to bet against the house?
Truly awesome women are often a mixture of a lot of things, and the results can be a bit overwhelming for some guys.
The only thing that you're mixing up is a cocktail of DNA in your squirt extractors, above and below. And men are not overwhelmed by awesome women. We're turned off by entitled, narcissistic quantajas.
Yeah, or they say we're intimidated.
We made a whole episode about how women who call themselves intimidating are actually the problem. I'll put a link below.
It's like when you combine a bunch of colored beams of light and end up with something blindingly white. And honestly, even a lot of great men can't handle that kind of brilliance.
Wow!
I think I can smell shite.
Number four, you don't settle for mediocre.
AKA, delusional standards.
Over-picky-itis. Because that works out so well.
Most women eliminate 85% of the dating pool based on height alone.
Yep.
And then claim we're shallow.
Correct. And you know what? These women don't seem to realize that there is a huge spinster bubble coming now, because men are not getting remarried. Men are not getting married, period, for the most part.
Yep.
What are these women going to do when they get like to 40 and they have to do it all themselves?
Well, they do what they've been doing for years, which is lie about being on the pill and then blame unplanned pregnancies on men.
I know, but, you know, even baby daddies are not really going to show up and fix your roof.
Hey, vasectomies are reversible, dudes. Yeah. Get one.
Yeah. But they're not going to show up to, like, you know, fix stuff around the house. You're on your f***ing own.
With the impending spinster bubble that's going to explode like Hiroshima, it has never been more important to protect your seed.
Absolutely correct.
Because these ladies see the wall coming and they want a way out. They want a guaranteed paycheck. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy, bro.
You probably, no, definitely could have found a boyfriend right now if you've been willing to lower your expectations, but you hold yourself and your partners to higher standards than that.
Oh, good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for
Which
you.
Which is why you're still alone and will continue to be.
Most men, when they hear a woman north of 35, single, no kids, they're literally like spinster.
You're great enough to deserve the man of your dreams.
No, you're not.
And you're smart enough to know that settling for anything less than that would be a disservice to yourself.
Yeah, until you're 50 and you realize that all of this bullshit that you were taught was a lie, and then it's way too late by then. But keep going. Keep going with what you're doing.
Tell it to your cats.
Yeah, it'll work out great.
Unfortunately, that usually means you're going to be waiting for a pretty long time.
Until you're a bag of bones. That's exactly right.
And your fertility is... I don't know why they called this website bold.com. It should be called confirmationbias.com.
Absolutely correct. I gotta get over
the
one.
The only women who believe this stuff are failures.
They've already been brainwashed.
They have failed in relationships because of their own actions and their own entitlement.
Now we're turning around.
And they just want a bunch of people who agree with them so they can feel better about being utter failures at accomplishing their biological imperative,
yep.
Which is to submit to a high-value dude, be agreeable, and have some f***ing kids. Instead, they decided to embrace their masculine energies, go out and find careers, and become so masculine that in order to date you, we'd have to be gay.
Or a male feminine.
How does that work?
Say it!
And they've convinced a sizable portion of the male population to behave like the men they claim they want, but they don't even know what they want.
When those men get divorced and cheated on. If you're a male feminist, your chances of staying married to a woman like this are very, very low.
I would say approaching goose egg.
Just like your testosterone.
Number 5, your confidence is intimidating.
There we go.
Who's waiting for it?
The intimidating thing always has to show up here.
You're not full of yourself, but you know that you're pretty darn great.
Well, you may not be full of yourself, but on any given night, you might be full of 2 to 3 of your favorite bartenders.
You walk through life with the mindset that nothing and no one will tear you down or make you feel inferior, and unfortunately, that's enough to scare some guys away. The good news, though, is that you don't want a guy who can't handle a confident woman anyway.
Translation. Biatcha.
You want a man who will deal with your bitchiness and being direct and rude all the time. It's not going to happen.
She is clearly an unagreeable, entitled, self-righteous, delusional whiner.
Don't get me wrong. In my younger days, I ran into a lot of women like this, and they were just practice.
Yep.
Hang out a little bit here and there, and then I'd ghost them.
And that's really what I think this chick is tired of,
mm-hmm.
is that she's tired of being practice.
If she ever sees this video, that is the truth right there.
Yep. She has given it up already to a ton of dudes who don't meet any of these requirements. And then she expects you, as the beta provider, to step in and... throw the hot dog down the hallway to fill the role that no one else wanted because she's not worth it.
Nope.
A woman like this, you know what you take her to on your first date? You take her to a park and you give her what you didn't eat for lunch. Because if she's going to expect you to eat leftovers...
return the favor in kind. my God.
What's this? That's half of a pulled pork sandwich. I couldn't finish it. Why? Do you really want me to get into that?
Warm soup.
Number 6. You're not scared of being alone.
Bullshit!
This article would not exist if that was true.
Amazing women know how to stand on their own 2 feet.
As long as they have child support, alimony, welfare, WIC, Section 8, etc.
Subsidized education, subsidized daycare.
You may have your fingers crossed that you'll find a decent man one day, but until then, you can take care of yourself just fine. While that definitely makes being single a lot easier, it also means that you're probably not looking as hard as you could to find the love of your life. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. It just means that it might take you a little longer to couple up.
Most of these women have already found the individual that could have worked out, they could have stayed married to, that actually wanted to be there.
And they cut them loose.
They cut them loose, they f***ed it up, or they just straight out were so wretched, these people said, f*** it, I'm out.
You know, a lot of this really reminds me of that video that we did about the truth about the body positivity movement.
Yes.
If you don't remember that episode, we'll put a link in the description. But the bottom line is, feminism has created a culture where the bottom 100% of women thinks that they're all entitled to the top 10 to 20% of men. Now, in order to alleviate that kind of intense competition, you have to thin the herd by not thinning it, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. This sounds very similar. Keep your delusional standards. It's totally okay. You're amazing. You'll be just fine. You will eventually find the man of your dreams. Unless I get to him first, because I'm deliberately giving you bad advice, hoping that I will cross the finish line before your fat ass.
If you are a woman and you're going to another woman for dating advice, not only do you not know what you're doing, but you are exceptionally stupid. Exceptionally.
You're literally going to your competition, hoping to get advice that will help you win the war.
Number 7, you know what you want.
Does any woman really know what she wants?
Not really.
I think so.
Yeah.
Truly awesome women have their act together, and they know what they want out of both life and love.
Isn't, what's that, Tommy Lauren? She just did that video a few months back where she ripped all these dudes because they didn't want to date her and her friends. This is not working.
Yep.
Listen here, ladies. It is not working.
And it really doesn't work when you take these good dudes who actually want to be there, kick them to the curb, and then 10 years later, you're wondering where they all went.
I'll tell you where they all went. They're with a good woman, getting a steak and a blowjob, having their sandwich made for the next day when they go to work.
You're damn
and
right.
Their 4-bedroom house, the 2 cars, maybe a boat, a plane. That's where they are. But, you know, hey, you keep your delusional standards. I'll see you when the spinster bubble pops, and it'll all work out for you.
Yep. And guys like that find women who are younger, far more attractive, exceptionally fertile, and very agreeable. None of which applies to the person who wrote this article. If you know where the finish line is, and you know that what you want is at that finish line, you want the alpha male with the marriage and the kids, why do you take so many f***ing detours along the way? Because other women gave you the advice and told you to do it.
Yeah, they were playing chutes and ladders in Candyland.
Date them all. You got to try them all to figure out what works, except you really don't.
Yeah, we already ripped that one apart.
If you find someone that it works with, and it's easy, it's comfortable, and, you know, the bedroom shagnanigans are fantastic, and you give them up because you think you can do better, trust me, 10 years later, that is going to be a whole lot of therapy bills, whining, crying, and writing articles like this. It was that point that she knew. She f***ed up.
You'd think that this would help you find the right man, but instead it often proves to be an obstacle.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
It's not happening.
No.
No one's buying it.
Sometimes you're so dead set on finding a guy with the right qualities that you completely overlook decent men who might not tick all of your boxes. You don't have to lower your standards to find love, but opening your mind a little might help.
Okay, so you know exactly what you should be doing, but you're still advising women to do the opposite.
Absolutely.
Because it clears out your competition, which is growing ever more stiff in your 30s.
Well, that's the only stiff shit she's gonna get.
for longer than 7 to 10 minutes at a time.
Behind the bar. Yeah.
The dumb cumster.
Yeah, gotcha.
Number 8, you attract the wrong people.
This wasn't a problem when you were in your 20s.
Nope. No. And you know what? A lot of these women, dudes, pay attention. If you are looking for a lady, and she's in her 30s, and then you get the, you know, I want to settle down, you know, or they start pushing you for the relationship thing, you look them in the eye, and you go, what do you have to offer that you haven't already offered up for free? You just watch
their soul drop into their butthole.
I've done that to like 4 women thus far in the past 15 years. And you literally watch them go. They try to pull it. Well, my past doesn't matter. Well,
your past indicates present behavior.
Correct. It matters to me. So therefore it matters because I'm the target demographic.
The great thing about being amazing is that a lot of people can see what a catch you are. I can't even get through half of these sentences without laughing now.
But didn't she already say this?
Yes.
Okay, so here we are in the regurgitation of the same bullshit.
You know what they say about a good lie?
Go, you know the thing.
Here's a really sad thought. The more women like this try to convince you of something, the less true it is.
Yeah, check that out.
So if she's really, really pushing it, you know that it is a 1,000% weapons-grade fabrication.
The not-so-great thing is that a lot of those people aren't really the kind you want to attract. While you might have some genuinely wonderful guys who want to date you, you'll also have a lot of terrible ones thrown into the mix. But you might not realize just how bad they are until it's too late.
That's about 5 minutes after they grab their stuff in the middle of the night because they think you're asleep and skate out the front door silently.
You talking about skedaddling?
Yeah. And you know it's really bad when you find $50 on the nightstand.
Oh, yeah.
Skedaddled.
Women don't realize they do this because they love to talk. And they love to rally people to a cause that makes them the center of attention. But in their attempts to do that, they inevitably always tell on themselves. This woman is telling you all the reasons why she is single while trying to sell herself to you. You don't even have to listen that hard. You just have to make sure that you're paying attention. So put the orn pay away.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like showing up at a funeral home to buy her own casket for your own funeral.
Like she's getting dirt thrown on the grave, but I'm still here. Are you?
Are you?
Are you really?
Number 9, you have seemingly infinite patience.
Get the hell out of here!
Once you do get into a relationship, your forgiving nature is usually a large part of what helps make it last for so long. Your patience is part of what makes you such a beautiful person and friend, but it can end up screwing you over if you're not careful. You probably found yourself in a few situations where a guy kept screwing up, but you kept giving him second, third, and fourth chances. It wasn't that you were settling, you just know that people make mistakes.
Yes, I can definitely smell shite.
You weren't settling because that was the guy that you desired. And
correct.
He wasn't putting up with your bullshit. Once again, she's telling on herself.
Men, do not change for a woman ever.
Because once you do...
Well, one, they will turn you into something that doesn't represent a man anymore.
And then once they make that change, they won't respect you anymore.
Yeah, once the respect is gone, the relationship is basically on 3 legs and it's falling.
This author has just flat out admitted that the men that she desires are not the ones who embody these characteristics. This woman actually is delusional enough to think that she's going to get the alpha f**ks, you know, the guys who can blow her back out and have all the options with the beta bucks.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Never. Not like, okay.
Alpha seed, beta need.
I shouldn't say never because people do win the lotto. If there's enough people out there, somebody is going to hit the lotto and going to win big, period. That's just the way it works. All right. But when you base your decisions off of something that 1 out of 100,000 or greater get, you're an idiot.
Men gain value as they get older. Mm-hmm. Women lose it. So if you think that you can wait around until 30, 35 to suddenly start throwing in for these guys who are just now realizing their value, you have already lost.
That's absolutely correct.
Which is why websites like Bold exist, so these women can cry on each other's shoulders and talk about how great they are, when the fact of the matter is, they're used up, worn out.
And nobody pays full price for free samples.
It's insulting. You ask a guy to pay full price for something you were literally handing out for free moments before. Anyone with any intelligence or any self-respect is going to go, no, I'm f***ing out of here. This is stupid.
And it's not even like they stop giving it up for free. Millennial women cheat more than men now. They want to be paid for it and still give it out.
The problem always comes in when you tolerate the wrong guy longer than you should and miss out on someone better as a result.
So monkey branching opportunities are now coming into the mix and causing this regret thing. I like it. No, I don't.
Those men are out there. They are plentiful. Dudes spending their 20s building themselves, building their bodies, building their businesses, building their value. There's tons of them out there. They just don't want women who are all used up and propagandized like this.
I don't. I literally want nothing to do with women like this.
If youth, beauty, and fertility is your currency,
you are bankrupt by 35.
Number 10, you're always busy.
Sure. You're always getting busy. You just can't wake up next to him in the morning.
But hey, you'll have 50 bucks in the nightstand.
Exactly, yeah. You can take that and go buy one latte in Biden's America.
That's right.
You're not the type to just sit at home and wait for the man of your dreams to come sweep you off your feet. You're driven in your career, hobbies, and social life.
Now listen, you can do all that stuff as a chick, and it's great, but still not going to help your rope a dude in. Not in the long haul.
Dudes don't care about your career. They don't care about your hobbies. They don't care about your social life.
Nope.
They care, do you look good? Do you respect me? And will you try to change me?
Your schedule is normally pretty full, which doesn't leave a lot of time to go out and date new people. The reason your life is so fulfilling is because you have so much going on, but it can get a little tough when you decide you're ready to add a whole new person into the mix.
I've talked to a lot of women who are older than 35, 50, 40-ish. Mm. And a lot of them stay busy just to, you know, occupy their time, but you can never escape that lonely couple hours or moments before you go to bed, or when you wake up in the morning and go, oh, time to do it again, and there's no one here to help me.
Any woman who talks like this is so desperate for a good dude, you can smell it on them when they walk into a room. They pretend like they're building themselves and making themselves better, but really they're just distracting themselves from their unhappiness. And because they're not really trying to make themselves happy, all of that pressure to make them happy is on you.
Well, now,
who's going to sign up for that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest. There are some women who are really good at just doing their own thing, just like there are dudes.
But they are the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, there's a lot more dudes that when the rubber hits the road, they're like, all right, I guess I'm going to do my own thing. And that's it. And then they just drive on.
Number 11, you expect as much as you give.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you're talking about giving frustration, heartache, you know, being disrespectful. Okay.
You're generous in just about every aspect of your life, but not everyone is so eager to give their relationships their all. While you love making people happy, you're no doormat either. You want the person you're dating to give as much to the relationship as you do.
There's a problem, though. When you drastically overestimate what you are bringing to the table, your expectations will match that, and then you have a completely lopsided power dynamic that makes people resentful, unhappy, and leads to divorce.
Wow.
So I just gotta say, good luck with that. Suck my dick.
I could not have said that any better, bro. Wow. Dude, you like hit the bullseye on that. Ooh, that was a painful one. That's a thug life.
Thug life!
Yeah! Woo!
When you're as amazing as you are, though, that's a pretty big request.
And you expect a pretty big in return, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You'll find the guy you deserve eventually.
No, you won't. Eventually.
On your deathbed, maybe.
Well, even if they do find a decent dude at 55, what the f*** are they thinking?
Well, at that point, I mean...
That dude's got like 10 to 15 years left.
Yeah.
Tops!
But it might just take a little longer than it would for someone who wasn't as great as you.
If you were so great, you wouldn't be single, you wouldn't be whining about it, you'd be out there living what you're preaching instead.
Yeah, but the thing, I always tell these women, when you're in high school, did you have a boyfriend? Yes or no?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Oh, you ran out?
Well, the f***ing camera went dead, because apparently we talked too much.
Yeah, well, I have been known to run off at the suckhole.
But, bottom line, no one likes to accept responsibility when things in their life go bad. Men have to, women don't.
Well, because there's all kinds of shit built into our society that force men to take responsibility.
Even if the kid isn't ours.
Yeah. Think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Know anybody out there who ever committed maternity fraud? Didn't think so.
Any dude? Yeah, never happens.
The fact that there are whole websites devoted to this is just hilarious. Bunch of people who are unhappy, who have no business giving advice to other people about their love life, and they can't stop running their suck hole.
Well, the reason they do it is misery loves company.
Well, and when you're a woman who makes compulsively bad decisions and does all of the things that this author does.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
They will turn their backs on reality just so they don't have to feel like they're alone.
Or they've basically f***ed their whole life up. It's over. But I mean, if you are 45 years old, childless with no kids, you have royally f***ed up. And you can't fix that. I'm sorry.
Women are 51% of the population. When you exclude gays from the list, you're talking about like maybe 45 and 45 on each side. There really should be someone for everyone. But when you're entitled, narcissistic, and you accept no responsibility whatsoever for your bad decisions and then try to justify being alone by saying, well, it's because I'm so amazing that no one's worthy of me.
How the hell is that actually going to work?
There's a hack. I forget exactly who pointed this out. Women tend to refer to themselves in ways that give clues to what they're looking for. So if a woman says, I'm confident, I'm amazing, I work hard, I do this, I do that, she's really telling you about the kind of man that she wants.
Hmm.
Problem is, men who are all of those things don't have to settle for leftovers.
Because they have all the options.
And when you wait until your mid-30s to settle down after riding the Rooster roller coaster for 15-plus years, you're leftovers.
That's right.
No one's going to buy a rotisserie chicken that's already been picked over by the raccoons.
That is exceptionally savage. I like it.
You should have sold your meat on the market when it was worth something, because now all you got left are the vultures. And that's what you deserve when you treat your meat suit and other people like shit.